Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
How's it going?
Sorry, I had to have a sip of Joe there. Welcome to the Buzz Archive Friday, everybody. Hope you're going to do something, at least something you enjoy this weekend. Take a little time for yourself. Hope so. I want to, on an Archive Friday, take you back to September 28th of the year 2012. We have one of our favorite guests on. I always love when we have this guy on because he's a rock and roll encyclopedia, and I love that kind of conversation. You'd know him better as the one of the lead guitarists in the E Street Band. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an interview with the awesome Little Steven Van Zandt on the Buzz Archive Friday.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome longtime friend of the program, the awesome Little Steven Van Zandt.
Good morning, gang.
Let me tell you.
What's up with you?
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, as always. You are the utmost. There's nobody I enjoy talking about rock and roll history with more than you, because I don't think there's anybody who knows more and appreciates more than you do. So.
Well, thank you. I just happened to be there.
Yeah, that's...
Just happened to be there.
Part of the history, and of course, with the Bruce Springsteen, the tour, which is just, you know, it's been off the hook. Does it ever get old? I mean, it seems to get better and better and better, doesn't it?
You ever think about retirement?
This tour, I think, has been particularly rewarding because we really had to kind of reinvent ourselves a little bit here.
Right.
You know, we had the huge loss losing Clarence, and there was no way to replace him, and there was really, you know, no alternative. If we were going to continue, we really had to reinvent ourselves.
And, yeah.
And I'm very proud of the fact that we did, and kind of, it's a slightly different version of the E Street Band. Of course, it's still the E Street Band at the core, but we're emphasizing our soul roots and our gospel roots this year with the horn section and the singers, and it turned out to be a very rewarding. And plus, I think we all had to raise our game a little bit to make up for that enormous loss. So I think the whole thing works out. That's pretty good.
There have been times, Stephen, in the times that we've talked over the years, where you were unsure of what was going to happen, where it was going to go before we lost Clarence, obviously, even back then. But just I marvel at the fact that it doesn't just continue. It gets better. And that is an amazing thing.
Yeah, I think that we started off with high standards, and I think we've managed to keep those high standards. Partly because of when we grew up, and partly because of groups like the Rascals, which we're going to talk about in a minute.
Right.
But we have these high standards, and part of that means continuing to get better. I mean, there's no reason not to get better.
Yeah.
If you're not a drug addict, if you're not an alcoholic, you're gonna get better. And I think having Bruce up front, continuing to write amazing songs at this stage of the game when he doesn't, certainly doesn't have to.
Right.
And being in such great physical shape, and all that. I mean, it's easy to be inspired by him and then in turn for the band to inspire our own audiences. And of course, we have the greatest audiences in the world, so they're inspiring us right back, So it really is continuing to get better in a way.
Little Steven from the E Street Band, and of course from Little Steven's Underground Garage, which we air on the station. And I do want to ask about the Rascals reunion in just a second. Rocco's got one more quick first.
Two-part question for you. What was it like sharing the stage with Paul McCartney, and what was it like being shut down during the time playing with...
Do you believe that?
Couldn't believe it.
It was one of the most exciting, thrilling moments of our lives, and... because we had been doing Twist and Shadows and Encore just for fun. And you know, even though it was the Beatles covered the Isley Brothers with Twist and Shout, the Beatles very much made it their own record also. So, you know, to be doing Twist and Shout with the guy, you know, was pretty exciting. And we had done two songs. We also did I Saw Her Standing There. And we're talking about doing a third song when we were told that they had pulled the plug.
Yeah, right. That's awesome.
You know, and, you know, what can I say? I mean, they all apologized since, but to panic like that when it's only 10 minutes past a 10:30 curfew on a Saturday night.
Hey,
you know,
I'm gonna out Andy Blacksmith on the show. Andy Blacksmith said, they knew what time it was shutdown time.
Time to go home.
Because I was sitting there going, you don't stop rock and roll, man. You don't stop. He was just giving me a hard time. But I have to say that, and I want to turn the attention to the Rascals, because, you know, I love to talk, like I said, to rock history with you, and this is one of your favorite bands, and you're putting together a reunion show with all the original Rascals, and I love the fact that you're using Kickstarter to do it. And for those that don't know about Kickstarter, it's a brilliant tool for artists to kind of raise money and get projects going, right, Stephen?
Yes, it's a way for the fans to participate and really kind of vote with their dollars as to their own economic level, in a way encouraging the project.
Yeah.
And you know, you can give as little as $1, and the idea is to just sort of, you know, now they become part of the production. They are responsible for bringing back the Rascals, and we wanted to do that for the people because there's so many fanatical fans out there that have been waiting their whole life for the Rascals to reunite. And there's a whole, of course, two or three generations now who probably know the songs but really don't know the Rascals and never put the song to the face or to the band. We want to give the band, you know, a face because they're so important, aside from being so good.
Right. Right. And you know what? It's funny because I blame that on Laura here in the studio.
Thank you.
She represents the generation, Stephen. This is what gets me. You know, we've done shows with bands. You know, we've done shows at racetracks with, like, one of my favorite bands from the 70s is Three Dog Night, okay? Big fan.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people I'm watching the show with who had no idea who Three Dog Night was, and they sat there and go, oh, I didn't know that was them. Oh, I didn't know that was them. I didn't know that was them. And you know why? Because they're burning CDs, Stephen, and they're not writing down track listing, and they don't care who the artist is. And that drives me crazy.
Well, you know, I mean, the way that most radio went in these last 20 years, you know, they stopped back announcing songs.
Yeah.
You know, they stopped giving respect to the songwriters, the producers, never mind the artists themselves. And, you know, it's not at the generation's fault so much as our own industry, I think, just kind of doing the short, you know, want to save time, get that one more commercial in, and don't even bother back announcing, you know?
I think what you're saying is 100% true. I still want to blame Laura.
He's
is that okay with you?
And I feel bad for that, but I buy my music online to put it on my iPod, and then if I want a copy for my car, I put it on a CD. I don't know, couldn't tell you the name of the song.
Stephen, no liner notes, no nothing.
Oh,
it just bumps
it's horrendous.
Me out.
But
you know?
I know how to sing all the words. That's,
oh, that's
all I
great.
Need.
let me ask this, though. Stephen, out of all the bands, and I know that you love so many bands that we've talked about over the years, why the Little Rascals? Now, that when this happens, okay, this reunion happens, it's not going to be like it's going to be a mixture of a concert event and a theater event, right? It's more than just
that's right.
A show.
Yeah. Would they just, I mean, you know, we adopted them as a New Jersey band. We really only have the bands from New Jersey. But more than that, they were, aside from having the two greatest blue-eyed soul singers ever in a band, mm-hmm. with Eddie and Felix, they also got very involved in the civil rights movement. They were insisting on having black bands open for them when that was not cool. People Gotta Be Free became one of the anthems of the civil rights movement. And, you know, they were very, very important at the same time as just being this wildly exciting band.
Yeah.
And you know, And they became a big influence on the New Jersey sound, if you will. Felix made that big B3 organ very popular. You know, and you know, we had, of course, Danny Federici,
yeah.
a great organ player that we lost. You know, was one of the few guys in New Jersey who had that B3 organ because of Felix.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how influential they were on us. But they, but they influenced the entire, you know, at the height of the British invasion, when all the Americans pretty much got put out of work, only the Beach Boys survived, and the Four Seasons survived, and the Rascals. You know, there wasn't too many bands that survived the British invasion.
Yeah.
And Rascals was one of them, and in that 5 years they were together, they had like 18 hits.
Oh, yeah.
Three number one records, which is a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Good Lovin' Groovin', and People Gotta Be Free.
And also, just for you, Pat Benatar, you talk about being a Pat Benatar fan, You Better Run is a Rascals song.
That's right. I think, you know, the mixed media part of it came from them being so important. I just felt a reunion was just not enough. So we're filming them narrating their story, which will be on big screens. We're also going to film 10 segments of actors playing them that basically at key points of their career, and that gets mixed into the show.
Yeah.
But the only thing live will be the actual band playing and singing live on stage. So we're going to have the integrity of a full rock concert plus this other Broadway show aspect to it.
That's pretty cool.
Stephen, what if you had the opportunity, if you could now, because you've been in music for many years now, could bring back one decade of music, which would it be?
Oh, it's not even close.
60s.
I mean, in terms of the importance?
Yeah, just like if the way the music industry is now and the music and bands and everything, if you could return it to one decade, which one would it be?
No, the 60s was everything, everything. I mean, it all began in the 50s, but between the 50s and 60s, that's what I call the Renaissance. I mean, that was our Renaissance period. It will be studied for hundreds of years to come. I mean, everything that's come from the 70s, 80s, and 90s and on all came from those 50s and 60s. But the 50s, they were inventing it really completely out of nothing, out of nowhere. These guys, the Little Richards and Elvis Presleys and, you know, Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley, these guys just invented it, purely out of their own instinct. And then the 60s brought it to this other level, you know, brought it to an art form. It's incredible, a decade.
An art form, Stephen, and a socially relevant one as well, one that moved towards social change. And I know that continued in the 70s, but I would absolutely 100% agree with you. The 60s was where Little Stephen is the decade. Little Stephen is with us here for just a couple more minutes. Go ahead, Roadkill.
Even bigger than the 80s and all the hair bands, you really think that the 60s?
Even bigger than that.
Michael Monroe,
come on, you cannot knock that 80s metal. Let me tell you, Michael Monroe's album, Not Faking It, one of the best ones ever recorded.
Stephen, these are two guys over here that I work with, and I wish I had you in here all the time because their argument is the 80s is the greatest rock decade ever, and I sit here, I'm almost like a beaten man some days where I just can't argue the truth enough because it falls on deaf ears. I need you, my friend, as backup to back me up, you know?
Well, you know, it's not a close call, all due respect. Everybody from the 80s would tell you the same thing. You go, you know, band by band, they'll tell you who they came from. They either came from the Who, they came from the Kinks, they came from the Yardbirds, they came from the Stones, the Beatles.
Right.
They came from the Jeff Beck Group, Cream, Led Zeppelin, all of which is 60s.
So I just, because people are going to, if we're talking about this, they're going to want to know. If you go to Kickstarter.com/projects, Stephen Van Zandt, you'll see the Rascals initiative.
Dial in, go to Kickstarter and just dial in Rascals.
Okay.
And that'll tell you how to participate if they want to help produce the show, because the more money that comes in, the bigger the show is going to be.
Yeah.
But for tickets, if people want to buy tickets, the tickets go on sale today, actually, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to dial, go to the Capitol Theater in Portchester.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the Capitol Theater. Well, I should know this.
We'll work it out, Stephen.
Anyway,
we'll work it out.
People can find it, yeah. And because these tickets are going to go fast, so if anybody wants to come, you know, better grab them.
Well, you're always one of my favorite guests, dude. I could talk to you forever. I really appreciate you calling in. I think it's great. I think it's great. I think it's an awesome idea, and I love that people can get involved with it and help contribute and make it happen. That's a cool thing.
No, it is. It's a fantastic new idea, and I just want to make these Rascals as big as possible because they deserve it.
There you go. All right, Stephen, always good to talk to you, my friend. We hope to talk to you again in a couple months when we do our big fundraiser to help feed the needy. You always help us out with that, so we appreciate
it. Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
My pleasure.
We'll talk to you then.
Thanks,
okay,
Stevie.
Gang.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We're back Monday morning at 5:30. And we'll be there if you need us. Stay safe, everybody.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.